ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन
सतगुरु
बहुत ही स्नेह भरी याद लेके
15th May 2025, carrying everyone's remembrances to the settled region. As I reached, I saw that the settled region was beautifully decorated. Baba was sitting in one area, and there was a very beautiful book in front of Baba. And Baba was looking at this book very carefully, very attentively. So the thought came that Baba must be looking at each one's accounts, karmic accounts. Baba didn't look at me immediately. He was looking at the book. After a few seconds, he looked towards me.
और इस संकल्प से देख रही थी कि आज बाबा क्या देख रहे हैं।
So I too was looking at Baba eagerly and wondering what he was doing today. Baba then said, "So did you see, child, today?"
भाग्य को देख रहे थे।
Baba was looking at each child's fortune.
कितना भाग्यशाली है।
Each child is so very fortunate compared to the rest of the world.
बच्चा एक एक से बढ़ करके
Each child is greater than the next in terms of their fortune. And so Baba is very, very pleased to see each child's fortune. And Baba was singing praise of each child. Baba then said, "Come, my fortunate children, come." So Baba raised his own hand, signaled with his hand, and many, many brothers and sisters got emerged in the subtle region. Children were looking at Baba, and they were in a very elevated, very happy state. Then noticed a curtain, a veil, and behind this curtain was something looking like the globe. So the children were also observing this. Very slowly the curtains opened and this globe-like object was rotating. And so in some areas there was something like flames emanating from it, and different areas there was something else happening, strong winds, and then other areas there was as though the earth was shaking. So Baba was looking at the children, observing this globe, and then smiled. Baba then asked, "Are you children getting scared?" Some children were scared, some were very quiet. Baba then said, "These are the hours of transformation and they are going to show different games, sometimes one game, sometimes the other. But you children have to make your stage very strong, immovable, unshakable and fearless." So how will you do this? So everyone, all the children were very quiet listening to Baba. They were looking at Baba. Baba then said, Baba has bestowed on you children many alaukik, many spiritual weapons with which you can create a very stable, obstacle-free, and powerful stage. With these spiritual weapons, you'll be able to go across all these circumstances and situations of the present time. Very gradually, the children were getting very beautifully decorated, and they were getting decorated with these spiritual weapons. But after a while, some of the children's weapons were moving down, falling down, some were moving somewhere else. So Baba explained, Baba has already told you about the time, this time is beneficial, benevolent for the children. It is benevolent because it's helping create your stage and it is helping transform the world. Baba has already given you this task of world transformation. Sometimes looking at these circumstances, the children get lost and entangled in questions of why, what and how. Because their own stage is a bit weak, they become scared or frightened looking at the situation. So Baba said, there's no need to think too much or be worried or frightened about the circumstances. Baba has bestowed so many powers on you and you have to use these weapons at the right time. I then said, Baba, please, how do we use these powers? Baba then further explained, the Father has bestowed a number of titles of self-respect onto the children to become the form, the embodiment of awareness of each of these titles of self-respect. Baba has also given the children a special task of giving Sakash to souls of the world, give them special experiences. Baba has given you this weapon. Through which you can spread rays of light throughout the world. Thirdly, Baba said, every day, every moment, Baba is giving the children blessings at Amrit Vela, at the time of yoga, at the time of Murli class. So you have this treasure of blessings in abundance. So go into the depth of each blessing and make yourself the embodiment of power through these blessings. Give experiences to the souls who are desperately, who are in a bad shape in the world. Let them experience that our Father is the Almighty Authority. So according to the time, these different games are being shown, but you should experiment with the bhatti of silence. The more you go into silence, you'll be able to use these spiritual weapons to make yourself strong and fearless, to help transform situations while seeing every scene of drama, create a stage which is detached and yet loving. Always keep your stage very cheerful. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love, and then Baba said, the Father knows the children's fortune, but sometimes the children forget their own fortune, which is why their stage keeps fluctuating. Always have the intoxication that on one side the souls of the world are looking for God, but you children are living and being sustained under the canopy of God's protection. So always experience yourself to be powerful in this way and remain light and fearless in every situation. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children. Baba said, Baba knows which children are sitting in front of him. Baba's very innocent children have come for their bhatti from Kethal, Punjab and Bahadurgarh. So Baba was giving the children a lot of love and giving drishti to each child. I then said that many, many children have sent very elevated thoughts and offered these in bhog to Baba. Baba emerged all the children in front of him and he was making each child feel very full with drishti. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.